23 hours.
Banking has been given a digital facelift. FNB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money. Make large deposits and withdrawals, plus get convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat. The push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. Mishinga resident urges authorities to complete a road grading works in Mukushi district. Persistent water challenges in Kapiri forces residents to draw water from leaking pipes. And in African news, Tanzania president has sworn in after election marred by violence. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A resident of Mushingo in Mukushi district, Alvin Wale, has appealed to local authorities to complete the grading works on the Mushingo road. Mr. Wale has explained that the section of the road where grading has been completed is now easier to use, while the remaining portion remains in poor condition, making transportation difficult for motorists. He further urges the local authorities to expedite the completion of the roadworks before the onset of the rainy season, warning that delays could make the road impassable and hinder access to essential services. Residents of Kapirimponji are resorting to drawing water from leaking water pipes amid the water problem in selected parts of the district. The situation has continued to be dire, with many households still struggling to access clean water. The leaking pipes, which are scattered across residential areas, have become a common sight, and residents are forced to collect water from these sources. This has also raised concerns about water conservation and the need for urgent repairs. The affected residents, in an interview with Cambon Ready News, have appealed to the water utility company to fix the leaking pipes, citing the need for a reliable and sustainable water supply.
Hey, this is Yana. I've been never there. Banga, chama cash for maga. I've been on a hola. But this is when I'm follow Fidia. But I put a hola in pipe. I've been saying. So I've been posting for man. Pipe. I'm installing some man. I'm going to go to my pipe. I'm on a na on a ika. So I've been posting for man. Balukang.
Copper Belt Police Commanding Officer Pefia Sasiandenge has confirmed the arrest of two Zambian nationals in the Democratic Republic of Congo in connection with a motorbike theft case. Mr. Siandenge has identified the suspects as Ronald Ngombola, 38, and Mwewara, 32, both from Mansa in Luapula province, were apprehended by Congolese authorities. According to Mr. Siandenge, the incident occurred on November 2, 2025, when the complainant, also at Musanda, 19, of Zambia Compound in Katuta, reported that his motorbike, a red and black Boxer, valued at 33,500 kwacha, was stolen by two armed men along Mokambo Road. He explained that the suspects allegedly threatened the rider with a taser gun and escaped into Congo DR. Fortunately, the Congolese soldiers were able to track down the suspects and recover the stolen motorbike. Both suspects are currently detained in Congo, awaiting further proceedings. A European Union EU-funded project has empowered selected Copper Belt community members with practical skills to monitor local environmental conditions. This came to light during a training workshop for Copper Belt environmental defenders held in Kitwe under the European Union EU-funded project Strengthening the Respect for Environmental Rights in Zambia, SR4ER, implemented by HIVOS, Center for Environmental Justice, CEJ, and Zambia Institute of Environmental Management, ZM. The project, ending in January 2027, focuses on empowering rights holders through training programs. In a presentation, a Center for Environmental Justice, a CEJ Environmental Protection Dialogue Coordinator, Patricia Nangoi, said that the main goal of the workshop was to build capacity among community members. She explained that participants would learn how to establish clear reporting pathways to local authorities for environmental violations.
Anything to do with the environment falls under them. So even as we are looking at violations, even as we are looking at reporting, even as we are looking at licensing,